And the food insecurity, as we've talked about with the local food bank, has been a big issue during the pandemic. And an organization that's going to help it out on the national level is Sierra Nevada's brewing company. And we have with us the Director of Communications, Robin Gregory. Robin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about your company. And it's a lot of philanthropic adventures. This one has to do with the food insecurity. Talk about that and maybe the problem as you see it.
Yeah, you know, Bruce, food insecurity has, is always a problem. But since the start of the pandemic has really jumped. Before the pandemic, about 10% of American households were facing food insecurity. Now that number has jumped to about 23%. So almost a quarter of American households are struggling to put food on the table as we head into the holiday season.
So talk a little bit about your company and a little bit of what they're doing to raise awareness and, I guess, raise some funds, too.
Sure. Yeah. So we have launched a brand new beer. It's called Thankful Generously Hoppy IPA. And it's a great beer. It's just a straightforward, really hoppy West Coast-style IPA. But what's more is that through our Thankful program, we are donating $1 million to fighting food insecurity across the country in the face of COVID. So we have partnered with nonprofits and local food pantries all across the country. And with the funds from the Thankful program, they're going to be able to put together food boxes so that people have a full table heading into Thanksgiving and to the holidays.
Wow, that is really an important thing and a wonderful thing for you to do. Talk a little bit about this Thankful IPA. I'm curious a little about the name that you chose.
Thankful, yes. So Thankful is kind of a two-part name. It's one that we are thankful for these nonprofits and that we really want to use this beer to raise awareness for the awesome work that they're doing. But Thankful is also a reference to the flavor, to the danky West Coast flavor. It's 7.4%, 55 IBU, so a really great beer to have on your Thanksgiving table to kind of cut through any greasy foods that you're having. It pairs super well with Thanksgiving, with rich food. And when you're drinking it, you're also helping do good for families all over the country.
Yeah. How big is those IPAs and those type of beers these days? They seem to be popping up all over the place. I mean, it's a very kind of, small little breweries and that type of a thing around the country.
Yeah, IPAs have really grown. They're about, these days, it's about 50% of craft beers created IPAs. So the hop heads just keep on coming.
And again, if people want to find out more, I guess a little bit about this that's happening to enjoy the benefits for those people who have food insecurity, where do they get more information about this?
Yeah, you can just head to our website. You can head to sierranevada.com/thankful, and you'll find all about the nonprofits we're working with and all about the beer. And if you want to pick it up yourself, you can just head to your local supermarket and find it.
So I'm going through your website right now, and now it occurs to me, it shows here that you can use this Thankful IPA as part of your turkey brine. So you got recipes.
Absolutely.
On there. You have recipes.
Absolutely.
On there.
There's recipes on there, too. Yeah, you'll find all sorts of good stuff on there. Head over.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Robin. Thank you for sharing with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks.